the Children of the Forest, in all honesty, seem to be a jumble of all kinds of animals. They are not regular elves. They are very strange. They are animal people. And it is the whole point of the Great Empire of the Dawn coming to Westeros before the Long Night, really, is that the Dragon Bond is a result of Green Seer magic. So I'm going to show you two pictures of Nissa Nissa that were both drawn by fans of this program, as you will be able to tell. This one is by Rodora Jacob. And as you can see, she has wed the idea of Nissa Nissa being both Child of the Forest and some sort of proto-Valerian with silver hair and a connection to dragons. And it kind of makes sense. It doesn't look crazy, does it? That's because this is a thing. The Children of the Forest are goddamn lizard people. As I pick up my nimble dick machete to tell you about how the Children of the Forest are goddamn lizard people. Now, first of all, they got four fingers, not five, four. Four fingers, and they got claws, black claws. Four-finger black claw. What do you think that is? That's a lizard foot. Not a human hand. That's a lizard foot. Okay, I better move this picture and this so I can see the chat react to my nimble dick impression. All right, so now you got a four-finger clawed hand. That's a lizard hand. Then their eyes, they're slitted like a cat's. Or like a goddamn lizard, because lizards also have slitted eyes. Look at a snake. It's got a slitted eye. So we got clawed hands. We got lizard eyes. And there's six Children of the Forest in that creepy cave full of bones that Bran's in. And he gives them all nicknames, right? One of their nicknames. We got Snowy Locks. There's Coals. There's Leaf. One of them's called Scales. Now, why are they called Scales? Why would you name, if they're being named after their physical features, like Snowy Locks, white hair, like Valerians, by the way? Why would one be called Scales unless they got some scaly skin? So not only is it dappled like a doe, that's good PR. Oh yeah, they're like does and little rabbits and shit, like cats. No. They're like snakes, like iguanas. That's what they are. They're lizard people living in a cave in the dark, like lizard people under the earth with their four clawed hands, okay? Nah, it's clearing out my throat. It's fine. You don't be concerned about Nimble Dick, Mariah. Nimble Dick be concerned about you. And so, I conclude my presentation and shout out to James of Thrones and his mother, LaDonna. This is their theory. I'm ripping it off. Like a used car salesman ripping off a sucker on a used car lot. Nimble Dick's worked a few used car lots in his life. All right, now, so listen. That doe skin stuff is PR at spin. There's Bran's telling you the truth. He's like, they got claws, they got scales, they got white hair. These are reptilians. The Children of the Forest, Children of the Forest, Children of Godzilla. That's what we're talking about. Children of Narthwaltep. Cthulhu. All right, that's getting clipped out. There's your short for next week. It's too bad I didn't have my nimble dick hat. I'll put that in post-production. All right, it's not the hat that makes the dick. It's the dick that makes the hat. All right, now, listen. Oh, boy. All right, let me take this rip. Hang on. Oh, I was on mute the whole time now. That'd be epic. I tell you what, if I did a 10-minute Nimble Dick performance on mute, I would have to eat my goddamn hat. Getting back to the lizard people. Guys, Nimble Dick is right. Okay? Nimble Dick is right. The Children of the Forest might be lizard people. And in all seriousness, James of Thrones is the YouTube channel to check out. I'm not muted now. I'm good. Okay, yeah. So the serious theory here, guys, is that the Children of the Forest, in all honesty, seem to be a jumble of all kinds of animals. They are not regular elves. They are very strange. They are animal people. And it is the whole point of the Great Empire of the Dawn coming to Westeros before the Long Night, really, is that the Dragon Bond is a result of Green Seer magic. Somehow, the ability to send your spirits into animals was modified to be able to be used on dragons, creatures of fire. Now, I don't think that a regular Green Seer could just hop into a dragon, because a dragon is fire made flesh. And the Valyrians, we've seen, the Valyrians have an affinity for fire. Dany's ability to survive the pyre, it is a miracle, but it's also not a random miracle. It's a miracle pulled out by a Valyrian who have the blood of the dragon in their veins. So we know there's been weird genetic experiments. We know that the Valyrians have lizard babies. They are part reptile. There is a kinship there. Check out my video, Daemon's Song Decoded, where I said that the three heads of the dragon is referring to how we make a dragon bond. It involves stuffing a Valyrian ancestor spirit into the dragon. This is lemur theory. If you know what the Valyrian lemurs are about, that's lemur means ghost. Lemurs, they're animals. They're called Valyrians. It's like, oh, are the Valyrians ghosts inside of animals? Yes, they are. But they're not in lemurs. They're in dragons. So how did the Valyrians send their spirits into dragons? Maybe it has nothing to do with Green Seer and Skin Changer magic. But again, George is suggesting to us that the Great Empire of the Dawn, the ancestors of the Valyrians, they came to Westeros. They built in fused stone. So at some point while they were in Westeros, they had the dragon bond. They made fused stone. They were controlling dragons and stuff. And George is telling us, why did they come here? Maybe it was to learn the magic of the Children of the Forest. Hey, I don't know, just throwing things at the wall. So there you go. I do think it will turn out that the dragon bond, the dragon magic, is a modified version of skin changing. And that the blood of the dragon, like, the Children of the Forest could know what's up with that, how we did that. Like, this could be some pretty freaky shit that's at the result of this, or at the heart of this. So, oh, and I didn't even get to my second Miss Anissa. Atlantis Morissette is dying wherever she is watching the stream. This is Nissa, Our Lady of Sorrows by Atlantis Morissette. And you can see here, she has the four-fingered, black-clawed hands of the Children of the Forest. She has the white hair of a Valyrian. So, just like the other artist, we're splitting the difference between Child of the Forest and Valyrian. And then we've got the moon breaking in the background. We've got the weirwoods. So, very cool. And this is the point. Like, the Great Empire of the Dawn, to some extent, was probably hybridizing with green men and Children of the Forest and stuff, because the Great Empire of the Dawn, not only were they visiting Westeros to learn the magic of the Children of the Forest, they also included in their empire the Isle of Leng, which has on it the Old Ones, who are green men. Check out the Secret Origins of Green Men, Isle of Leng, to know why I say that with such certainty, because it's definitely true. So they, you know, the god empresses of Leng, who are like green women, essentially. Did they marry the god emperors of the Great Empire of the Dawn? Quite possibly so. It's kind of implied in the title. So, you know, the god emperors carried around on a pearl palanquin. Is that Green Seer talk? I don't know. But yes, you can see there's a lot of clues that the original Dragon Bond, which would have been created in the Great Empire of the Dawn, not Valyria, was involved with Green Seer stuff, both on the Isle of Leng and in Westeros. So probably the Dragon Bond and all this hybridization goes back to Green Seer magic. Because of course it does. The others and all the ice magic is heavily wrapped up with the Weirwoods. So, yeah. I mean, ice and fire are just different kinds of nature magic. They're just extreme forces of nature. I use argan oil-based hair products, in case anyone is curious, because you just put a little bit in there and it gives you the shine, but it's, as you can see, it's like you can run your hands through it. It doesn't feel greasy. Seaweed extract? What? What the hell? Why would you put seaweed extract in your hair? Unless you were a goddamn squisher. That's suspicious. Ban that person from the chat. Who is that? Ban that person. Who asked about seaweed in there? That's a squisher. Oh, it's BGC Vet and he gave me money. Oh, now I'm conflicted. Okay, don't ban him, but you're warned, sir. You're warned, sir. Keep your squisher hair, hair care tips to yourself, okay? Yes, I've gotten higher on stream, but not much.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.